Hello and welcome to the Football Hour Extra Time with me, Alex Mearns. Thank you for all listening to the Sam Byron podcast I did last week. I really enjoyed it, slash was really upset doing it. But thank you for listening and supporting. Today I'm going to do a little short extra time on the Arsenal versus Chelsea match, which happened at the weekend. It was at the Emirates. Arsenal went into the game as favourites, but like a lot of the Chelsea vs Arsenal matches in the recent past, they managed to lose. I'm going to kind of have three main talking points from the game which I spotted, and hopefully you agree or disagree. Get in touch with me on Twitter, it's at AlexMearns7, or just leave a comment on the Audio Boom page. Firstly, Theo Walcott. He started as captain for Arsenal yesterday, and I thought it was an absolutely awful decision from Arsene Wenger. The players, I believe, on the pitch which could have been captain above Walcott was firstly Mertesacker, who is a German international, but we will get onto him shortly. I thought Laurent Koscielny could be captain. His performances this year probably merited being captain. He's also a centre-back. I don't really like wingers being captain. Apart from David Beckham, I wouldn't say it's worked. Or Peter Cech. He's an absolute rock at the back. How could he not be seen as someone as captain material? I think Theo Walcott was chosen because it's been 10 years last week that he's been at Arsenal Football Club. And I'm really going to rip into him here. I don't think in 10 years he's achieved anything apart from growing a beard. And obviously he couldn't do that when he was 16 years old. I can't do it at 23 yet. But that's another point. I really think it was a bad decision by Arsene to have him as captain. I think as a player he has not progressed at all. And I really think he's not even that quick anymore. That might sound shocking. Theo Walcott, this man who's basically like electricity with how fast he runs. There was a through ball by Mesut Ozil. And all he had to do, he was probably 2 yards behind Oscar running onto goal. And Ozil played it 10 yards in front of Walcott. You would think Theo Walcott would get to that ball. Oscar got there easily ahead of the Arsenal captain yesterday. I really think Theo Walcott, it's time for you to shine now, mate. People say that you come into your peak of career around 27, 28. So, well, he's still got 1-2 years to develop. But I think he's had enough time now for us to have a complete opinion on Walcott, and I think he's at his ceiling now. I don't think he's going to go any higher. I think this is what it's going to be from Theo Walcott. I think he was a real letdown yesterday. I don't think he should have been captain. And I think when Mertesacker got sent off and Giroud came on, it should have been Walcott taken off, not Giroud. But moving on to the Mertesacker sending off, wow. Arsene Wenger this morning in the papers said that Diego Costa got Mertesacker sent off. I'll tell you who got Mertesacker sent off. It's Mertesacker. That challenge was absolutely awful. He made a no-look slide tackle. I've never even seen that done before. He looked to the linesman to see if Diego Costa was offside. And as his face is looking the other way to Diego Costa running, He slides in. I could not believe it. Mertesacker, mate. I think his positioning is brilliant, but you just make silly mistakes. And I thought that tackle. And I think we've got to kind of look at Wenger there. You know he's up against Diego Costa. It's just going to be one man. Diego Costa's not going to choose to stand on Laurent Koscielny, is he? He's going to choose to stand on Mertesacker and make his runs from there. I think, is it Palista? He should have started at the back for Arsenal. They knew that they were going to have most of the possession and Chelsea would be hitting them on the break. And that's exactly what Costa did. He got Mertesacker sent off. But Mertesacker got himself sent off with the awful challenge. So that's the second point. And third and finally, Matthew Flamini. He plays in a two. Defensive positions in the midfield. It's him and Aaron Ramsey. I'm a massive admirer of Aaron Ramsey. I think he should be allowed to go head to the box as much as he possibly wants. He's a fantastic attacking midfielder who I think will work on his defensive side. But them two, they're so far away from each other. I think Matthew Flamini, he's a massive problem in Arsenal's team. And for somehow, the central defensive midfielder, when his team were down to 10 men, still managed to have the best chance Arsenal created in the whole game. And I really think that's a damning situation for Arsenal. Because Matthew Flamini, even though he had the chance, he shouldn't even be in the position to have the opportunity to score. He should be in the defensive midfield line and let Aaron Ramsey make the run. You stay where you are, mate. You're down to 10 men already. You don't need you going to score. Because guess what happened? He skied the volley over the bar when he should have gone for a header. I think because of his lack of pace, he drops so, so deep. So when Costa got the ball for the challenge Mertesacker got sent off with, Matthew Flamini's already on Mertesacker and Koscielny. He's in the defensive line. He should be going and meeting the guy who's making the through ball to Diego Costa. I think Arsene Wenger, he trusts his players and he's very loyal. But I think yesterday it was chance. I've not seen a lot of that Elneny that Arsenal signed this January. But if he's a defensive midfielder who can get around the pitch, put him in place of Flamini. If Palista's got pace, swap him for Mertesacker. I don't care how well Arsenal have been playing recently. If you think it's right for that specific day, you play them players. You know you've had problems against Chelsea. And playing the same players that they've had the problems previously is not the right thing to do. I really, really enjoy Arsenal. That's why I get quite passionate about them. I'm a Leeds fan, but I get quite passionate about Arsenal because I know how well they can play and I know the certain players in that squad that are absolutely world class. Mesut Ozil, Aaron Ramsey, Alexis Sanchez, but there are parts of that team that are still letting the side down, and that is why, however well Arsenal have been playing recently, the fans yesterday, they're just back into that state of like, oh, here we go again, Arsenal, fickle, and it's very disappointing. And the biggest disappointment, I'd probably say, is that 3 points has made Chelsea secure from relegation this season, which is a sad, sad end to such a great story this season. Thank you for listening. Keep supporting me. This is the Football Hour Extra Time. I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you.